Welcome back to Farm Talk. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson. Beautiful day out there, bit on the chilly side. Not much growing probably going on today, but dealing with things we've dealt with recently, it's kind of nice to have a little bit of a cooler day. We're going to head down to South Dakota right now and find out more about the South Dakota Lakes Research Farm Field Day that is actually happening this week on the 24th. For that, we're going to bring in the manager, Dwayne Beck. Dwayne, how you doing?
Well, not too bad.
I'm just
we're enjoying the cool weather too.
Yeah, I know growers probably aren't enjoying it so much, but it's kind of just nice to have an off day. I saw the event coming up this week, and you know, with COVID and everything else last year, and I'm just excited and giddy to see these events coming back here. So why don't you tell us, kind of fill this in, and what's going on? I'm going to say the name again: the South Dakota State University Dakota Lakes Research Farm. This event, 3 o'clock in the afternoon. But what kind of things are we going to see going on that day?
Well, there's, you know, we normally have this always the last Thursday in June, so we're sticking with that. Last year we had a virtual field day, which I'd encourage people to go see if they haven't. It's on YouTube. This year, we're like North Dakota, we're incredibly dry, so I guess you're going to see some things that don't look all that good. We do have irrigation, so the people interested in especially winter wheat genetics will be able to see that, because we actually moved the winter wheat breeding material in underneath the irrigation last fall to make sure they didn't lose it. So we'll have that part of the program. We do have on dry land, we have an oat variety and spring wheat variety trials out there on dry land behind peas. So they're actually going to probably make heads and make a little bit of grain. It's not going to be stellar, but the stuff behind soybeans basically is a wipeout. We have a pea variety test as well on dry land behind corn, and it's not the happiest that it could be. So, I mean, we have some of that stuff. And then we have some discussion going on long-term effects of different crop rotations we've done here under no-till, that these have been going on for 30 years. And those are very distinct, actually, this year in terms of the rotations with more high-residue, high-carbon crops, we call them, are holding up substantially better than the ones with the lower carbon content crops. And we've seen that, and that's pretty clear in that virtual field day we had. So we have one graduate student that's doing her master's on the soil property changes with that. There's, of course, weed issues and whatever that change, but she's looking at the soil properties. We have a graduate student that's working on this phosphorus problem of phosphorus moving from agricultural landscapes into aquatic ecosystems. You know, that it's a problem Lake Winnipeg coming out of the Red River Valley, and then here a lot of the lakes have been impacted. So we've had a long-term study going where we've drawn the soil test phosphorus very low on purpose, and have been able to manage the crops without response to that. And so we have a graduate student that's looking at different aspects of that in terms of what happens when we rain on it and how much is moving off and whatever. And we of course, with our long-term no-till, we don't have a lot of water moving, but we're doing all the, we're actually putting 4 inches of water on in about 8.5 minutes.
Wow.
To get any kind of runoff. And then he's sampling that. We're going to show people that okay. Outfit. And then we have our livestock integration guy is going to show people some of what he's doing with reintroducing the warm season grasses, who, you know, those actually like this warm weather. The cool season grasses in a lot of pastures don't do well. And we've been converting some pastures to the warm season types using different management techniques is one of the things we're looking at, and then what that does for us in terms of quality and what we can get by with in terms of grazing.
And probably
some other stuff. I suppose we're going to talk about nitrate testing a bit because a lot of guys are starting to forage things. So we're doing some things with nitrate testing. If you cut a little bit higher, the nitrates are mostly in the lower part of the plant. So we're doing some demonstration on cutting higher, and it doesn't really hurt you in terms of the amount of forage you get. Most of that stuff at the bottom isn't very good quality anyway, and that's where the nitrates are. So we'll have a discussion on some of that.
It's action-packed. You guys got a lot of stuff going on, and I do want to get this out. There's going to be a meal provided for attendees. There's no cost. There's no registration required either. Is that right, Dwayne?
No, you just show up. We have, you know, the meal is maybe a bit of a exuberant advertising thing. We have some pulled pork sandwiches and cookies and chips and things like that. It's not like we're going to all sit down and eat stuff. But
hey, pulled pork sandwiches, all right. Unfortunately,
yeah,
Dwayne,
it's in the evening, and when we're hopefully cooling off a bit. Supposed to be hot, but our big wagons have lids on them, they have roofs on them and stuff. So
okay,
so that, you know, that makes it a little bit more pleasant.
So easiest way for folks, if they don't want it or can't pick it up right now, again, it's going to be at the South Dakota State University's Dakota Lakes Research Farm, which is 17 miles east of Pierre. Is there a website they can go to check out info, Dwayne?
www.dakotalakes.com.
Very good. Well, Dwayne, thank you so much.
And there's a map there. If they're coming from the north or the east, you can cut across the country and just drop straight south of Blount, and we're there too. So
very good. I'm out of time. Thank you so much, sir. We'll talk to you again soon.